It's Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And now let's get right to Robin Young in Raleigh, North Carolina at WUNC. And Robin, you have an update on a story that we've been following for some time now.
That's right, Jeremy. When we were in Charlotte for the Democratic Convention in 2012, we met 32-year-old Marine combat vet Matt Victorino, who was trying to get investors to start a veteran-centered business. Now, the Small Business Administration gives vets a break on loans, but only once they qualify. There's no fast track. And Matt has struggled, but his new business finally opens tomorrow. It's in Durham. It's a coffee shop, Intrepid Life Coffee and Spirits. It's got Iraq and Afghan stickers on the door, military memorabilia under glass. At the bar. It's an airy space with lots of old leather couches. And yesterday we paid a visit. So there's the new entrepreneur. How you doing?
Overwhelmed, stressed, at 10 different places at the same time. Yeah.
And I noticed some power tools out.
Well, yeah. I mean, I added three people that came in here right before I left to get the milk. And they said, this is the longest going development I've ever seen. I'm like, well, I had to be the contractor, the electrician, the carpenter, the marketer. I mean, all aspects. And so that's why you see the power drill. And I'm going to switch some lights out and make them with dimming switches.
That's Zena, Matt's one employee. The two are practicing making espressos. Watching on the other side of the bar, two combat veterans pulled into Matt's orbit.
Yeah, went to Iraq for a little bit, came back, and then went to Quantico for a year and a half to do media relations.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet that would be a really nice placement. They're right by D.C., right?
It was okay, but it's hard to come from an infantry battalion and then get stuck in.
Logan Maylatori has a divinity master's from Duke. Sean Cummins always wanted to be an artist. Now his work is on the walls at the Intrepid Life Cafe. Whimsical pictures like a chef whose head is a bouquet of herbs.
I've always just been interested in surrealism. I'm always, Salvador Dali was great. I love Ralph Steadman was a big inspiration for me.
How does it feel to have your artwork displayed here?
It's really exciting. Dropped out of college to join the Marine Corps. And I actually, the day I was introduced to Matt, I had picked up an entrepreneurship magazine, and I had a really crappy day at work, and I decided I was going to start, doing art for myself and trying to work for myself. And Matt said he liked my art, so, this is all still very new to me, so I don't know where to go.
Will this place help you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
The coffee company I'm working with, Joe Van Gogh, have been so instrumental in supporting me, Dave Jernigan. He's letting me use a lot of this equipment for free, letting me pay it off over time. He never comes up to me and says, thank you for your service. But he's like, hey, let me help you out. I go hunting. Why don't you show me some stuff? How do you paint your rifle? If you want to hang out, let's go have a beer after work.
Or use my coffee equipment to start your place.
Yeah, thousands of dollars. I wouldn't have been able to start this if they wouldn't have done that for me.
When we spoke at the convention, the Democratic convention, you were frustrated about the financing.
Well, I think, like a lot of people, I assumed that there was veteran financing. There's a VA home loan, and I, like so many other people, thought there would be a small business loan, and there wasn't. And I wasn't in a position financially to give banks or investors a reason, I guess, to invest in me. And so I had to put it on credit cards, and my wife had to put it on credit cards.
In-laws participated.
And her parents took out money from their retirement, and that's what got us to this point.
Oh, boy, so there's a lot at stake.
Well, I'm 3 months behind on rent in this place, so I better start making some money.
Yeah, well, and why stick with this?
Well, it was the only hope I saw for myself. I had tried so many different ventures and jobs over the past 10 years that they wouldn't fit for me, I wouldn't fit for them. My mind state wasn't right.
Yeah, remind us your mind state. You had some PTSD.
Yeah, and it's still there. And that's why, it's given me the strength for this. It's enabled me, this process has enabled me to look inside and become humbled and do a lot of evaluating. And I want to provide that for other veterans and help them out.
We sat down on the old leather couches to talk, starting with Logan. What do you hope happens here?
I was talking with somebody about it, and they said, do we really need a themed coffee shop? I think we know the Blue Coffee Cafe, an African-American kind of coffee shop, and Pinhook is very popular in the LGBT community. And it's not that they're themed, but there's focused support in some of these establishments where certain things don't have to be explained. My own thoughts are that at some point I think we have to come to terms with what it means to have been in the military, particularly in a time of war, and how that relates to our broader community and how it can form us as people.
What do you hope, Sean, happens here about, you know, sharing that? Like Logan was saying, nothing has to be explained.
I mean, I don't feel like a lot of people from Iraq and Afghanistan are really interested in VFW so much. We don't really find a home there. But we do like finding other vets and working with them and being part of the broader community. And I think that's where we're going to find our place, not necessarily in the larger veterans groups, but continuing our service to our community.
Look, Matt, you've been through a lot. How many tours?
I went to Iraq twice.
And as we said, in a sniper unit. But is this scary?
You know, I'd like to say it's not. I'd like to be like, oh, this is nothing compared to what I did in the military. But the fear and the stress, it has been so significant that it broke that post-traumatic stress wall.
Broke the post-traumatic stress wall? What you mean?
Well, I mean, when I started this, I was like, I'm a veteran. I can do anything. Look at what I did in the military. I can accomplish anything. And time dragged on. Money went away. Everything was a problem. me and my spotter, when we were in Iraq after the invasion, things kept getting worse. And we got to a point where we just looked at each other whenever a bad situation happened, goes, you know what? It can always get worse. And laughed about it, because you have to laugh about that stuff to go on. And it's been like that. And then I got to the point where I thought, it can't get any worse. I'm going to lose the space. I'm going to get divorced. Nobody likes me. I failed at this. The inspection failed. This is, what am I doing? And then that left me the choice. I can kill myself. I can run away. Or I can push through it and make it a success. After those failures, I couldn't keep looking at people and saying, I'm a badass. Because I wasn't. I messed a lot of things up. And so at that point, I just had to laugh and be like, yeah, I messed it up. But I'm going to keep going until I can't go anymore.
I see what you're saying. In other words, you did not, thankfully, take those first two choices. You did the third, which was push through it.
Yeah.
And here you are.
Yep. And there's a long way to go, but at least I can open the doors.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Always doing dishes.
As I left, Zeno was starting the dishwasher. Matt was on the phone with a vendor.
All of my bills, and then the minimums on my credit cards, at least.
Sean and Logan were doing what they hope to do a lot more of, just shooting the breeze.
Well, since we were both living out there, we'd hang out, and it was, like, cool because it was, like, a nice place, and, like, it was nice having, like, that civilian side of your life when you're still in the military, so felt good.
Intrepid Life Coffee and Spirits, the new business started by Marine Corps vet Matt Victoriano, opens tomorrow in Durham. I know I'll be stopping by. For more, go to hereandnow.org. From WUNC in North Carolina, you're listening to Here and Now.
Rhea came from Nashville with a suitcase in her hand. She says she'd like to meet a boy who looks like Elvis. And she walked.